Stars live and die over millions or even billions of years. Even the most reckless stars live for at least a million years, longer than the entire history of humankind. Hubble's vivid images have documented the tumultuous birth of stars and delivered many astonishing images in colorful detail.
When you look at the night sky, stars look like permanent beacons of light. However, stars are born, live for a period of time, and then ultimately die. How they die is directly linked to how massive they were when they were born.
The Sun has been around for about 4.5 billion years, and it has about 5 billion years to go before it turns into a white dwarf star, a much smaller, burned-out object.
But what about those stars that are much more massive than the Sun?
Stars that are a lot more massive than the Sun will explode as supernovas. When the fuel in these stars starts to run out, they collapse violently onto themselves because of their huge gravity. In some cases, neutron stars form in the middle, and in other cases, for the more massive stars, black holes are formed. These black holes will swallow up a lot of the remains of the exploded star, and this stuff will be locked up forever.
We come to the earth, which, well, grew to get here, the way it is now. Here is our world, our planet Earth, floating in space. We will be going backward in time, imperfectly, but done in a very disciplined manner. Please notice there is no subduction, no rotation of tectonic plates, no twisting, no form-fitting, no altering shapes or sizes. It would be impossible for these continental plates to fit together perfectly without this being true, and yet the upper tectonic plates fit together perfectly on a much smaller planet. Yes, there's been some erosion, landslides, blah, blah, but overall this activity is insignificant. There is a kind of conspiracy of silence among certain scientists. They know, but are not telling you, that the upper tectonic plates of Earth also join in the Pacific. Not partially, they join totally. You are asked to believe that the continents swim or drift about willy-nilly, bumping and crashing as if they were on a greased skillet. This is not true. The simple truth is apparently too upsetting to too many apple carts. We're now going forward in time to show how the actual growth of the Earth took place. Imperfect as to details, but the overall is nailed. Antarctica, as you see, has become subtropical. Africa and a smaller globe move way downward under the globe, in fact, for hundreds of millions of years.
We had a pretty spectacular origin, I think.
Recent research suggests the solar system's birth was far from peaceful. Our sun may in fact have been born out of one of the most violent events in the cosmos. The explosive death of another star. And even before that, it seems there was an explosion so huge that it created an entire universe. The Big Bang. No one knows what caused it, but we think that the bang created space, time, and all the matter in the universe.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا.
Since the Big Bang, the universe has continued to grow and expand. To understand just how big it has grown, we need to take an imaginary spaceship ride from the Earth to the edge of the visible universe. Our nearest neighbor is the Moon, just a quarter of a million miles away. At the center of our solar system, 93 million miles away is our sun. This is as far as our spaceship can take us. We are now 50 billion trillion miles from Earth.
والسماء ذات الحبك
The Islanders may have had little inside world, but they claim the outside world is destroying them. They say they are doomed.
The island's sinking. We do see with our own eyes that our islands are sinking. We love the place, we love the islands, but it's sad to see this island going finished.
Hello and welcome to World's Untold Stories. I'm Colleen McEdwards. A recent report on global warming warned that entire cultures are at risk of being wiped out if nothing is done. There's still a lot of debate about whether rising sea levels and rising temperatures are the result of pollution or simply normal cycles of climate change. But there's one group of people that doesn't need any convincing about this. In the documentary, That Sinking Feeling, Steve Marshall visits a group of islands in the South Pacific that seem to be disappearing one hut, one garden, one village at a time.
The people of the Carterets are desperate. Lacking in food, their livelihoods destroyed. 400 years of occupation is about to end. While the best scientific minds in the world argue whether sea levels are rising by millimeters or centimeters, here predictions mean nothing. The damage has already been done. What's happening here is extraordinary. Since the 1950s, the sea has risen at a phenomenal rate, and no one can explain it.
الشارع عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين